Chi High Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, the weather put a dent in the schedule. We're a day late for this WIAA regional playoff game, but we are here. We're ready for hockey. It's one and done time. You lose now and your season is over. And tonight, two opponents that know each other very well, the Chi High Cardinals hosting the Eau Claire North Huskies. I'm Greg Stewart, along with Connie Feedy here, our television producer tonight, Sam Eberle. And back in the WOGO studios, our radio producer tonight is Zach Whitecheck. And Connie, these have been close all season. 2-1 goal wins for Chi High in double overtime, the first time at Hobbs. And then the regulation, a 1-0 victory here about a week and a half ago for Chi High.
Yeah,
and,
two very closely contested games, for sure.
109th meeting between the two teams. Chi High leads in the overall series, 58 wins, 46 losses, and three ties. And I expect this one to be pretty close as well.
I think so, absolutely. You know, both Chi High and North have two good goaltenders, and neither team has a lot of offensive power that's been dominating all year. I think Chi High's had a couple of players having ebbs and flows. Yep. But, it's going to come down to who could get a puck behind the goalie.
Very similar numbers scoring-wise. I mean, you look at Chi High's scoring this year. They're averaging 2.54 goals per game, and Eau Claire North is 2.46, so they're almost identical.
Yes, they
are. The records are very close, too. Chi High, the eighth seed here tonight. North, the ninth seed. Chi High, 8-15-1 overall. Huskies, 6-17-1. So those numbers are pretty similar as well. And both teams kind of flirted with some upsets along the way and just haven't been able to pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, North beat Superior a couple, you know, I think the game after they lost to Chi High. Chi High beat Hudson earlier in the year.
Yep.
You know, because the winner of this game goes and faces
Stash. Stevens Point.
Right, which
is the number one team in the state, and they're undefeated this year.
Undefeated. They are just annihilating everybody.
Yeah, they're a juggernaut.
Yeah, they are. So, you know, I think it's going to come down to who wants it more tonight. You know, what team is feeling it and wants to have another game in the postseason.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. We're going to talk about our Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by Toyson Ford. You're going to find a Fred at Toyson Ford in Chippewa. Yep, desire is going to be huge.
Huge.
For the team that wins this game. What else is going to be a key?
Yeah, I think, you know, for the Cards, for them, they're going to have to, you know, really play a tight game and be able to respond to what North is giving them. You know, if they're getting any extra ice or any, you know, North runs a very smart game, and Chi High is going to have to respond appropriately to that and go hard. And I think that's what's been difficult for Chi High this year, is being that consistent team.
Yep.
And right now, you know, they had a win last week and then a loss, but it was a solid win, so hopefully they can get some of that speed.
Yeah, both teams coming off losses. Chi High, after beating Menominee on the road, then went to New Richmond.
And
tough place to play.
Tigers
beat us 7-1. But we were outshot 43-20. Jackson LeMay scored the only Chi High goal in that one. In North, their latest loss, 5-0 to River Falls. So both teams have struggled and trying to turn around. One of them is going to win this game.
Yeah, one of them is going to win, you know. And for the Cards, it's been a hard thing to do, is beat a team three times in the season when you're competitive.
That is one of the axioms of high school hockey.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a tough goal for the Cards tonight. North wants that toolbox.
Yeah.
It's on the line again.
Yep.
And, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the traveling toolbox is here.
Yep.
And Chi High would love to have it through the offseason. That's one thing about this last game. Whoever wins it is going to take it for the whole summer through the fall.
Exactly. Yeah, and then have it beginning of that year in your locker room, and that's a big deal.
There you go. Our keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a Fred, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Getting you ready for the WIA playoffs will be here again tomorrow night for the girls, CFM hosting Black River Falls. But tonight, the boys have the stage chi high against Eau Claire North. And we'll continue with our Cardinal Countdown pregame show from Chippewa Falls in just 3 minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGOWOGO.com and our WOGO YouTube channel. And we'll be back.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
Chi High Hockey tonight. It's the postseason, the regional. The Cards hosting the Eau Claire North Huskies here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Let's go to the ice level. Connie Feedy is with head coach Matt Luckowitz. Connie?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm here with the head coach Matt Luckowitz. You're facing North High School again for the third time this year. Both games beforehand have been one-goal games. How do you feel about facing them a third time with such a tight contest?
Well, you know how it goes when you face a team the third time. Getting that third win is really difficult, and it's one of those curses that everybody talks about. And that's one of those things you just face, and it's never ideal, right? But here's the deal. We played North through a one-goal game each time. These boys know what it takes to be prepared. They are honest with themselves. They know what they're up against. This team's going to – they're always in a dogfight with them. It's a BRC rival. It's someone we've seen twice. They're hungry to beat us, and we've got to be hungry to beat them, and I think we'll match that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned, you know, having to be hungry and wanting to get out there. So how do you feel the locker room, you know, is right now? How are they feeling?
I think attitude-wise, I think everybody's in a good spot. I think we did a few line adjustments and things like that, and I think everybody's kind of starting to feel what the role is on this team and what's going to give us the success that we're looking for. And we've knocked off some pretty good teams by just bringing some balance to our lines and making sure that everybody understands their role. So I think, you know, sometimes that's not the easiest thing in the world to do when you tell somebody what you want them to do and they don't really like that. But I think now that we've gone through some games with some different combinations, I think guys are starting to respond. They're starting to see where the success is. And if we can capitalize on that, I think these guys are ready to go.
Absolutely. You've had some good games, getting a lot of more scoring opportunities and pucks in the back of the net. So hopefully that carries over to your first playoff game. How are you feeling, first year head coach, first playoff game?
Oh, I'm excited. This is where you want to be. Obviously, everybody makes the playoffs, so you haven't done anything, but you're 0-0. I feel good about this game. It's nice to have a home game. You know, we got just enough wins to get that first home game, and that was important in the seeding meeting. Once we had that, it's kind of like, how much do you really want to argue for going up? Although I did talk to Coach Parker, and he was like, Coach Ryan Parker here, he was like, hey, you probably should have gone up one. And I was like, you think so? I don't know about that, but maybe you didn't want to face the Cardinals tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't want to face the Cardinals. Lost two times already this season. Good luck. I hope you get the third and break that curse.
Awesome. Thank you, Connie.
All right. Thank you very much, Connie Feedy and head coach Matt Luckowitz downstairs at ice level, just minutes ahead of tonight's playoff game. Cardinal countdown, our goalie matchup tonight. Here's what we have for the Huskies. It's the sophomore Carter Deuce, third time we've seen him this year. His record is 4-12-1. Goals against average at .368, save percentage just over 90%. And for the Cards, are going to go with the freshman the rest of the way. Andrew Brovold will be between the pipes for Matt Luckowitz. He is 4-8. That's his record. Goals against average at .349 and a save percentage of just a little over 89%. We've seen him grow this year as a goaltender and freshman. It's a tough thing to come in as a freshman and play juniors and seniors in BRC action. But I think we've seen him kind of grow as a goalie this year as a high school goaltender.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, coming out against Hudson, I don't know, the shots on net vary who you talk to, but yeah, definitely, you know, a stellar performance.
Well, it's up to him now.
Yeah.
The rest of the way, Drew Brobold's going to get the call from Lucky the rest of the way here. Other teams playing tonight in the postseason. We've got Memorial hosting Merrill tonight at Hobbs, and Hudson's going to host Marshfield. And in D2, it's Rice Lake at home against Spooner in BRC. Now, Richmond's got a bye, and so they'll be taking the night off before they play on February 20th or 21st here. So, tonight, Chi High and Eau Claire North, the toolbox battle between the Huskies and the Cards. And we'll continue with more of our Cardinal Countdown pregame show from the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel. We'll be back.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how much you'll save. Name brand apparel, home goods, Ashley furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Your next shopping adventure awaits.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Getting you ready for high school hockey playoff action tonight here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Greg Stewart and Connie Feeney here in the booth. Our TV producer is Sam Aberle, and on radio tonight it is Zach Wycheck. Good to have you along. Teams are out. Chi High in the white sweaters with the red and black trim, and the Black Breezers and the Huskies in the Columbia blue sweaters here tonight. Here is the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel, with tonight's starting lineups.
First, introducing the starting line for the Eau Claire North Huskies, in goal, number 30, Carter Deuce. The defenseman, number 14, Cam Mosler. And number 15, Easton Parker. The center, number 22, Garrett Stang. And the wings, number 10, Jackson Anderson. And number 21, Ty Hass. And the rest of the Huskies, along with their head coach, Ryan Parker, and assistant coaches, Matt Newton, Brayton Thillman, and Nick Deary. And now introducing the starting line for the Chi High Cardinals, in goal, number 1, Andrew Brovals. The defenseman, number 4, Brett Krista. And number 5, Sam Hebert. At center, number 15, Brett Carlson. And the wings, number 18, Easton Skelton. And number 27, Ethan Foyles. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Lekowitz, and assistant coach, Jason Krista.
There you go. Let's play some hockey. Playoff hockey. Second season hockey coming up on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back for Puck Drop.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The Birds and the Dogs tonight. Chi High, the Cardinals hosting the Eau Claire North Huskies. BRC teams, all BRC teams came out this week, Connie, and
yeah.
Got a few representatives here.
Yeah, we did. On the honorable mention side, we had Sam Hebert, Brett Krista, you know, Ethan Foyles, Jackson LeMay.
Yep.
Yeah, a number of our
good.
Seniors. And
good.
Our freshman goaltender.
Yeah. Drew Grobo, good.
Yep.
And I see Easton Skelton made it to the elite team again, second year in a row for
Wisconsin.
The starting forward.
Wisconsin
here we
Elite
go.
Hockey League. Yep.
Yeah. Our referees are Andy Cranebrule and Ryan Darrow. Lee Darrow is our linesman tonight, and we are under action here. The puck is dropped, and Chi High carrying it to the Husky zone right now. Now they're going to drag it back. Here is Carlson, who tried to fire one in. Actually came off his teammate Skelton. Bounced up in the air, and the Cards have to touch up. Now they are able to just place it inside the Husky defensive zone, but Eau Claire North marches up. Chi High with the INT here, banked off the wall and coughed up again. One-timer on net, long distance, dialed it up from center ice, and that one easily sticked into the corner by Brovold, and it's back-and-forth hockey right now. The Cards dump it all the way down, and they'll draw an icing call right now. Well, the WIA Boys and Girls Hockey Tournaments are going to be held in conjunction March 6th through the 8th at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. You can take part in the excitement of the state tournament, the magic of March, by accessing the WIA website. You can click on tickets, the link there, and order your tickets for the state hockey tournament down at Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Madison, where Chi High was last year in the state tournament. Here come the Huskies, bringing it across the line. Is Mosler fires one wide of the cage. That one bounces hard off the wall, and Chi High able to exit their own zone here. Now it's carried through center to the Husky blue line, but chipped away by Eau Claire North. And Chi High will hit the reset button here. They go D to D, and that one lifted off a stick and up and out of play. Came off the stick of Matt Furnett and went into the crowd. And I see it's kind of blackout night here with the student section, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Chi High fans are all in black, and the North fans are all in camo.
Yeah. That's organization right there.
Yes.
Supporting the team. Nice to see a real energized crowd here. People lining around the glass all around the building, filling the stands. Chi High tries to center one up. That one misfired. Here comes Eau Claire North, ECN. Cam Mosler is going to carry it through neutral ice. Fires one wide of the cage, just hit on the side of the steel. And Chi High works it up the ice. And here is Eli Burmeister. Fired in. This one into the left wing corner. And it's going to be taken by Eau Claire North. And they'll carry it to the wing on the far side. And they're up and out. Here come the Huskies into the zone. Fired in. They're in a line change right now. Gronimus just trying to dink the puck a little bit deeper in the Chi High zone as Eau Claire North tries to set up their line. They get it into the right wing corner. Oh. This one's fired in. It came off Provold and into the net.
From behind the goal line, I believe
wow.
That shot was. Yeah.
Drew was not to the post. He didn't face the shooter there, and I think that one caught him off guard.
Yeah, I had a bad feeling as they were setting that one up, and sure enough, they were able to
wow.
bury it. You know, Chi High hasn't had a shot on net. You know, North has four shots on net. North definitely
yep.
has been coming out.
They're coming out flying.
They are coming out hungry.
2:01 time of the goal. And it's going to be given to the junior, Garrett Stang. The assist going to Carson Kohler. Stang picks up his sixth of the season, 17th point. And Kohler will get the assist, his sixth point of the season. And it's 1-0 Eau Claire North as they strike first. That old axiom coming back. The hockey rule, can't beat a team three times in a row, are really tough. And Chi High's seen a fired-up North squad. They get it back to the point. There's a shot that was blocked out in front. And a quick pass intended for Ethan Foyles. He was stretching it out, but Brett Christie couldn't quite get the pass to him. And this is going to come back in the Chi-High zone. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. The 8 and 9 seeds here tonight. Chi-High, the 8th seed. The Huskies, the 9th seed. But you can kind of throw the seeds out when these two teams play.
Yeah. I mean, it's horse apiece on this point, right?
Yeah, you bet. There's the faceoff. It's rimmed around, and Chi-High able to run it back out to neutral, but fired in on the takeaway. And here is Sam Hebert. The senior stops, looks it over, leads a pass to Jackson LeMay, who's been on fire lately, and LeMay's got it across the line. As he came in, it was brushed off his tape, and Huskies have it. They work it to the offensive blue line. And here is Woley. Woley tried to dangle in and then had it stripped, and it's fired back toward the Huskies zone. And now Eau Claire North will wind and shoot from behind the center ice line, and that'll be an icing call against the Huskies. Well, you can be a part of the conversation about high school sports in your community and throughout the state. Take your tablet, your smartphone, your cell phone, follow the WIA on its X accounts at WIAAWI for general information, at WIAAWI State for state tournament info, and you can find WIAN on the Facebook page. Here are the Huskies out to neutral ice in the center circle, and a shot on net. That one in! Oh, Ty Hatz wired one from center ice. It hit the top of the shelf, club side of Drew Brovold, and went in and rattled around in the cage. And Drew might be rattled right now.
I think absolutely he is right now. And, you know, as a first-year freshman, you know what, he's played like 6-7 games, and now he's in the playoff game. His goaltending mentor is no longer here.
Right.
It's a big deal. It's a tough game. Big crowd, too, as well. I doubt he's ever played a crowd this big.
3:28, time of the goal. This one from Hatz, the freshman. The assist going to Garrett Stang, who just scored the goal a few minutes ago. And within about a minute and a half, Eau Claire North has got a 2-0 lead on Chi-High. Ooh. And the Cards, Lee Darrell just went down.
That blue line.
Yeah, he hit the blue line and went down.
He's smiling. He's all right.
He's tough.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a shot on net. Wow. Carter's just, you know, zip-zopping around over there, back by the goal line on his side, kind of bored. I don't even know if we've set anything up yet in the offensive zone.
Yeah, Chi-High really needs to turn the afterburners on.
Yeah.
And this one slips out of the zone. Eau Claire North retreats to pick it up at neutral, and they've got to be energized right now themselves.
Absolutely.
Kohler wired this one out of the playing surface, and we'll take a break there.
Yeah, well, Huskies have got to be feeling very, very good right now.
I'll see. Well, whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine has the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Picked up by Krista, and Brett will throw this one in. That one ricocheted out of play, too. Or is it an offsides? Might be an offsides goal.
Yeah, I'm not.
13:01.
Or went out of the zone because they didn't know where the faceoff was going to go.
They're going to take it at the dot just outside the Husky D zone. Krista's going to try to win this one for Chi-High. Moved it ahead, but it's going to be taken by the Huskies. And here they come. Mosler will go rink wide. Intercepted by Chi-High. Foyles with a chance, but he couldn't collect it. And it's loose along the near wall. Angled on the boards. And a fight for it just inside the Chi-High line. Here is Cam Mosler. He's been a big part of the game so far, setting things up. Mosler carried left wing corner, lost it for a moment, now picks it back up, bodied against the wall by Christus, flying around, trying to get his team motivated. This one fired in from neutral ice, blocked out in front of Brovold, and a scramble for it behind the net. Huskies trying to attack here and force something for a third goal, but here comes Chi-High, potential 2-on-1. Here is Krista. Krista on the near side fires, and that was a hard shot, but it came off the blocker of Deuce into the right wing corner and settles back in the Chi-High zone. 12:02 left to go. The Cards find themselves down by two. The INT here in Eastwold comes in for the Huskies. carried it through the right wing circle. Then it ricocheted into the left wing corner. And a battle for it right there. 11:48 and counting left to go first period. Chai high in the break, and here comes Foyles. He might have to do it himself. Foyles scored the overtime winner in the first game. Foyles moves in and tried to drag it, toe drag it from right to left, and lost the puck just as he was about to pull the trigger. Foyles peels it off the wall, and this one is, let's see, we've got.
It looks like a roughing call.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to have a penalty right here. Whistle stops play, and let's see who's going to get the gate. We got a rough call here, and I think it's, is that Foyles?
That is Foyles. You know, and Foyles just, you know, put the team on his back there, got the puck in the zone, tried to make a good, you know, play against Carter. He stood tall, and actually I think I have cards. I mean, three shots on net at this point, but
okay.
The official is one.
One. So. Yep. Not very many, that's for sure. The
no.
Huskies have the power play right now. There's the draw. Eau Claire North has got it. They set up the umbrella. Comes out up on top for Parker. Parker goes rink wide to Mosler. Parker's the quarterback right here. Comes in, fires a shot about 6 feet inside the blue line. This one wide of the cage. And Eau Claire North collects it again. It is Woley. Woley got spun around on a check, and Chai High able to grab the rock and throw it all the way down. Minute 27 left to go on the power play. The Huskies on the man advantage this year at 17.8%. Chai High in the kill at 75% on the season. There's the pick by Chai High and cleared again. We're down to 1:12 left to go in the Husky man advantage. Eau Claire North stretches things out now. They're up to the Chai High D zone. Here is Mosler. Mosler got to the half wall and then lost the puck. Got some help on the near wing. We're under a minute to play in the power play. And this one fired over the net by Lazat and caught the curtain behind Brovold. And that will stop play here with 53 seconds left to go in the man advantage.
Yeah, Chai High just really struggling to get anything going, you know, so far in this game. And definitely a lot harder when you're down by two.
Here comes Carlson one-on-one. Carlson trying to beat the D, fires a shot, a tough one, trying to go five-hole. And Carlson picks up the puck again, and this time he motors in and drops it right side. And the Cards are back in the game. Brett Carlson took the first shot. That one didn't make it, but he got some help and found himself in front of Deuce.
He made a beautiful play.
Did.
Really.
Just juked around.
Yeah, I think Carter might have broke his ankles on that one. He definitely got outworked on that one.
So Chai High,
huge
a shorty
goal
right there.
Yeah, big momentum lifter right there.
6:51, the time of the goal. Carlson scores it, his seventh goal of the year, his 19th point. And let's see who's going to get the assist on that one. Has he got a helper?
Matt Burnett.
Yeah, Netter. Good for Matt. 15 from 16. And 6:51 for Matt Burnett. He'll pick up his 14th point of the season. And a big shorthanded goal for Chai High.
Absolutely. Huge momentum shift right there.
The Huskies have just come out like barn burners, and they still have the power play as it winds down. Here's a one-timer on Brovold. That one he swallowed up and hangs on. And we'll take it. Boy, that is a momentum turner, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A shorty like
huge
that?
Momentum turner. It's not only a goal, you know, cutting their lead in half, but it's on the shorthanded, you know, penalty kill, and that's always deflating no
you
matter
bet.
What.
Got the extra man, and still, you let him score. 9:29 left to go. It's 2-1 Huskies. We're in the first period of this regional playoff game. The loser can get the golf clubs shined up. The winner moves on to take the number one team in the state. Stevens Point at KB Willett. Fired in by the Huskies. Wide on the near side. Eau Claire North with a chance on a wraparound time. Cards coughed it up in the zone. And it was taken by Eau Claire North's Eastwold. Nearly wrapped that one around as the Cards were looking to break out. And now Chai High fires it down, and Deuce will make the save and hang on to that one. So we'll have a offensive zone face-off for the Cards. A little sloppy play at times here tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's just that missing those passes, or they are tape to tape, they can't catch it. A lot of icings.
Kind of emblematic of two teams that struggle offensively.
Yep.
And Chi High able to get the shorthanded goal to make it 2-1. Huskies brought it in offsides off the drop in their own zone. 8:54 left to go here in the first. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. And always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. StelterInc.com. Back to action. Here are the Cards trying to tie it up. Andy Johnson into the zone. The drop pass right there intended for Carter Johnson. And he fired one right into the Huskies. Here is Gronimus bringing it up the ice, and his shot ricocheted off a stick and played up into the netting behind Drew Brobold. Chi High and Eau Claire North, the 109th time these two programs have faced off in hockey.
I like that Chi High has the lead on that overall record.
They do.
Yep.
You bet. 58 wins compared to 46 losses. And the Cards have not lost to the Huskies since January of 23. Here's Carlson. Brett across the line. Launches one into the left wing corner. Bounced toward Foyles, but he couldn't get there in time. It comes back out. Pops back out for Sam Hebert. He looks up the ice. Easton Skelton had a chance. And this one is gunned in by the Huskies. Right wing corner. And first guy there is Brett Christop. But the Huskies surround the rock. And Easton Skelton moves into the scrum as well with 8 minutes left to go. First period. Peeled off the wall. Here comes Chi High. Foyles jukes his way around one player. Now dances in across the line trying to work the shoulder into the Huskies. Cam Mosler, but Mosler kind of bodied him off the puck. And this one bounced around. We've got bodies flying all over the place. We're
going to
high stick coming up here. And so another penalty. Huskies 0-1 in the power play. This is going to go against them, though. And Mosler is going to sit for 2 minutes, and Chi High will have their first power play of the night. Not been a big one this year, Connie. Chi High at 8.2% on the power play.
Wow.
That's a tough season
Maybe this will be that 8% chance.
Yeah, let's add to that here. See if we can get up to 10% or something here. Huskies, though, win the draw, and they'll just march up, and they're doing the same thing as we saw in the last game where they just line up at their own blue line.
It's smart.
They dare Chi High to come in, and if they fire it in, then the Huskies are there first. This one wrapped around the boards and cleared all the way down by ECN.
Yeah, you know, I remember after that first game, Coach Luckwood said they made adjustments, and I've not seen the adjustments of what they're doing to get in.
The thing is, you can get up to the blue line, but if you just gun it in, Eau Claire North would get there first anyway.
Right.
Somebody's got to be able to walk that puck in, and here comes Jackson LeMay to do it right now.
And he did just that.
Cards have possession. Here is Skelton, and he tries to cycle one around to the boards, and Chi High has to back up, and they lose the zone right here. Foyles has got it at the logo. Foyles is going to skate past the red line right here, and then the drop pass for Jackson LeMay. LeMay comes in.
Oh.
He drops for Foyles, but it was too hard. Whipped between his skates, and the Cards have to get reorganized. Under a minute to go in the power play. Both teams really struggling.
Here
is Matt Fernette. Netter comes in. Took a long stretch pass. Fired one off Deuce, and the sophomore goaltender, for Ryan Parker's team makes the save and angles that one into the boards in the right elbow. Cards now still controlling. And here is Christie, who's going to hop in to the offense from his defensive position. Tried to center one up. It was picked off and gunned all the way down by the Huskies. And we're down to 24 seconds to go in the man advantage for Chi High. 6:05 left here in the first. And the Cards trail it by 1-2-1. Trying to even things up. Here's a shot off the glove. LeMay fired that one on a deuce. And trying to settle it up was Krista, but a whistle stops play. It might have been a hand pass here.
Not sure.
They're going to carry it all the way back to the Chi High defensive zone
here. Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
So that kind of wipes out the power play, rest of the power play here with 7 seconds left.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't the 8% that we were hoping for.
Yeah.
But, you know, some good opportunities.
Yeah,
and they did get the puck in the zone.
They did.
And they set it up.
Absolutely. All right, battle for it on the half boards, and down to 2 seconds, 1 second. That'll do it for the power play. So both teams over on the man advantage. Cross ice pass. This one's going to go to Eli Burmeister, and he'll try to chase it down left wing corner in the Eau Claire North zone. Brought off, peeled off the wall by Skelton. Out in front is Carlson. He's battling for it, trying to find the rock. And this one slips out of his sight, comes back to the point. One-timer, and that one off the stick of Austin Fournette. Didn't get to the goaltender. Loose in behind Deuce. Cards try to go back to the point, but that was covered. And Eau Claire North will have plenty of room to clear the puck back out to neutral as Andrews walks it out through center. 5:04 left to go, first period. A battle again, close one. Chi High and Eau Claire North. Dane Krista carried it through the neutral ice. Just did not have enough to get it through the crowd of Husky players. And knocked down, and Eau Claire North will have it now, right wing corner. Here is Parker. He'll skate it up the ice. There's the intercept right now, and here is Carter Johnson. Johnson moves in. Backhand try in the left wing circle, and the Cards are on it. They get in behind the goaltender, Deuce, trying to put that puck out in front, but the Huskies finally wind up with the rock, and they carry it back out to neutral with 4:25 left to go, and Eau Claire North enters our defensive zone. Here's a backhand centering pass. It caromed around, and a shot on net. Provo made the save right there, but Eau Claire North still has it. This one fired off the wall by Hatz, who's got a goal here tonight. Rimmed around, comes from right to left, and Hatz has got it right now. He was covered, so he's just going to carry that puck around, and Chi High able to tip it out. That was Dylan Based. Got a piece of the puck, read the pass, and that one tipped into the Husky defensive zone. Here's a stretch pass now for Woolley. Woolley came up to the Chi High blue line and had it stripped. Here's Dane Krista. He'll feed Matt Fournette. He fires, and where is it? I don't think Deuce knew where it was. He was sitting on the puck. He had his glove behind him, trying to go to the butterfly, and I think he just barely got that one.
Yeah, he barely got Fournette that under to go his five leg hole. Pad. Yep. Good zone entry there. Good play.
Netter fires this one into the right wing corner off the offensive zone drop here. And it's going to come back out. And here are the Huskies on the attack. It's Tillman. Tillman wires one around. This one's going to be fired into the right wing corner. But the Cards come up with it with 3:20 left to go. And they've got it back out to neutral. Pass there for Jackson LeMay. And that one tipped off his lumber. And in on Deuce. And he'll just hang on to that one. Well, if you'd like to be a part of our WOGO sports team, we'd love to have you. Working in audio and video production for high school sports, you can apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. You can contact yours truly, Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director G. Stewart at WWIB.com, G-S-T-E-W-A-R-D at WWIB.com, or call 715-723-1037. Angled off Deuce's lumber. That one's going to go into the left wing corner, and it's back out to neutral with 2.5, a little over 2.5 left to go here in the first. This one gunned around from Stang, trying to go back to the point, kicked around, bounces in the Chi High zone, and Austin Fournette will back it out to neutral ice, and he'll pump one in behind Carter Deuce. Cards change up a few players here, and Foyles is out there right now, and here is Elijah Burmeister out at loose at neutral ice, and Hatz is going to fire it in and then peel off on the line change himself. 2:20 left to go. A 2-1 score in favor of the Huskies. They scored early, had a 2-0 lead, and then the shorthanded goal by Chi High from Brett Carlson. And that's where we stand right now. Here is Foyles. Foyles had it near the high slot area. Now he'll duck this one into the right wing corner. And Netter's got it. He'll turn. Gun one right along the goal line. No problem on that one for Deuce, but Chi High on the attack. Here is Krista. Turns and tries to tee one up on the goaltender. That one didn't make it to him. And Eau Claire North on the breakout right now. They have it at neutral with 1:43 left to go. And the toe drag in by Anderson for the Huskies. That one was read by Brobold. Fired in from the point. kicked off a stick into the left wing corner. Shots are 9-8 in favor of the home team, but they're trailing. Here is Dane Krista. Krista passed one defenseman. Now moves in, and then eventually stopped by Mosler. Stood him up right there on the poke check, and it's bouncing around between the blue lines. 1:10 on the game clock left here in the first.
Delayed call on North. They're going to get a penalty.
Yeah, there was some
head contact.
There were some guys bouncing around out there.
Yeah, Brett Krista kind of went over.
All right. So it's going to go on Lazat. He'll sit for two on head contact here, and that'll carry us through the rest of the period.
Yeah, and hopefully this is the 8% now.
Yeah. We failed on the first power play. Actually, it played better shorthanded here, but
yeah.
Let's see what we can do on the second chance. Here is Carlson to take the draw. Right wing circle at the dot. There's the drop. And Jackson LeMay is going to carry right to the hole. LeMay tried to fire a wrist shot. Blocked out in front. And it deflects into the right wing corner. Still inside the zone. LeMay trying to get there. Can't get there in time to keep the zone. But the off wing D, Sam Hebert, comes over. And steady Sam will have the puck right here. Here's the senior, number five. Skates it through the neutral zone. Fires one. That one tipped off. I think a North stick is going to stay in the offensive zone for the Cards for the drop right here.
Yeah, good face-off opportunity. Set this power play up.
You bet. We'll take it. Chi-High North tonight. Third time this season. Cards have taken the first two. Last time we played them, we beat them 1-0. Outshot them 32-17. Could not score.
No.
We got LeMay scoring, I think, two-something into the first period.
First shift of the game for that third line.
That was it.
Yep.
Here's Hebert right now. Nice clean draw right there. Fired in through traffic. Hit some bodies out in front and cycled around. And this one ricocheted out of the corner. Came right on net. Save made by Deuce. And we'll have the faceoff again in the Chi-High zone. 29.4 seconds left to go here in the period.
Brett.
And Carlson's going to replace Fournette on the drop here. Get the senior out here for the sophomore. And Carlson gets it back to LeMay. Wires one up. Fires it, teed it up, and a shot taken. I don't think that made it all the way through, though, to Deuce. Here is Foyles, and now Krista's got it. We're down to 15 seconds left to go in the period. Here is Hebert. Handed off to Foyles, and his shot blocked again out in front. And it's going to be taken by the Huskies. And they'll bring it into the zone. A quick fire into the glove. Provold, and then some bodies flying around. Krista, or rather a Carlson, getting into it with the Huskies player, who is down there into the grill of Provold with 2.3 seconds left to go in the period. Little scrum right out in front of the freshman goaltender as Woley and Krista, or Carlson, were both matching up, and I think both guys are going to get the gate right here.
Probably.
Yeah, we got coincidentals on the Huskies. Woley and Carlson for Chi-High. So they'll sit the rest of the period and the early part of the second period. We're down to 2.3 seconds left to go here in this first period. Shots 12-9 now in favor of the Cards. They were shut out in shots for quite a while, but now they've taken the lead in that department, 12-9. And 2.3 seconds left to go on the game clock here in the first. And the face-off in the Chi-High zone, glove side of Provold. There's the drop, and Chi-High just trying to shield the puck and ride the period out here. And there you go. That's the end of the first period. Cards with a 2-1 deficit. The Huskies scored a couple of goals within the first 3.5 minutes of the game. And Chi-High with the shorthanded goal at 6:51 from Carlson. And that's where we are right now. Glad you got that goal. I mean, it would have been pretty deflating to go in down 2-0 to the Huskies here.
Very. You know, I'm really hoping that first 3 minutes where they didn't come out hard, start the game, doesn't cause them to not win this game. But with how close these two contests have been, it absolutely could be the difference maker, which would be really unfortunate because they came out flat. You know,
yeah,
North,
they sure did.
North came out really hard, ready to go, which makes sense. They've lost twice. They don't want to lose again.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
But I think Chi High, though, has really picked it up here. Shots are 12-9. But just
absolutely.
The first 3 or 4 minutes were just kind of sleepwalking
through. But it's just so hard to score against North.
It is.
That two-goal deficit could be, you know, I hope not. But
yeah, we got a lot of time to play here.
A lot of time left. But as we've seen all season, it's hard to score against Carter.
It is.
Carter Deuce.
Good goaltender.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or you can visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Greg Stewart at County Feedy here with you on the air. Sam Aberle is our television video producer tonight for YouTube. You can subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube. Back at home base, our radio producer tonight is Zach Whitechek. 2-1 the score. North leads Chi High after one. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV. We'll be back.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Cards trail by one after one here, 2-1 to the Eau Claire North Huskies. Winner gets Stevens Point. The Spash team hanging out tonight, not having to play hockey. The number one seed in the section one, and they'll host the winner of this game next week, and they are undefeated this year.
So, yeah, going to be a hard game for whatever team.
Chi-Hi played them earlier this year, and not pretty as the Cards lost to Spash over there 8-0.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they can make a better game this time around, but that's a loaded team this year.
They really are, yeah. I mean, they, I think they played Milwaukee University School, and they crushed them.
Yeah, they've only had 3 one-goal games that they've won by one goal. Otherwise, they've won, I think they had won two goals.
Wausau West, was it?
Two goals. I'm trying to think of the, I know there were three games that were tight. I think the Nina team was one of them.
Yep, the big co-op.
Yeah, and that might have been two. And I think, was it, Memorial played them to a one-goal game, too. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, they've been a powerhouse all season long. But that doesn't mean you can't lose in the postseason for sure.
Right. You know, it doesn't really matter what you did all year.
Yeah.
It matters.
And I think there's some potential upsets in this section.
Oh, yeah.
You got Wausau West. And
New Richmond.
New Richmond, I think, is a giant killer.
Yeah.
They very well could be the upset special.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they had a number of first-team BRC and Coach of the Year and all that stuff.
Yeah, don't overlook Hudson either.
No.
So we got some good hockey in this section. So Chi-Hi finishing fifth in the BRC this year. Eau Claire North second to the bottom. In fact, tied Menominee for last place in the BRC this year, so teams kind of in rebuilding modes this year, these two teams.
Yeah. You know, hardworking teams, though, that's the only way that they can have, you know, a lot of success. They're not just going to rely on talent. There is, you know, obviously some good players on both teams, but they don't have the same depth that they've had in years past, so they have to just work hard.
Absolutely, and get some contributions from younger players. We've seen that with Chi-Hi. Some of the freshmen and younger players are really stepping up this year.
Yeah, Easton Skelton's getting a lot of ice time, and you can see, you know, he's really fitting in well. He's got good size for a high school game.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
All right, so our score after 2-1. Chi-Hi trails it to the Eau Claire North Huskies in this regional playoff game. We'll be back here tomorrow night for CFM. Tony Menard will join me on the radio, and the Sabres will host Black River Falls, and that should be a daddy. They lost to BRF earlier this year, and BRF is coming off a loss to Viroqua. I'm trying to remember this. 83 saves for the Viroqua goaltender?
That's what the news articles have said, 83 saves, and I don't know. That's just insane.
That's that's like three games worth of saves in one game.
It really is. And, like, I'm trying to think how you get that many shots on net in one game.
There was almost close to 30 shots, you know, upper 20s for every period against
her. When I've seen games that have 20 or 22 shots in a period, it's like that goalie's busy. I can't imagine more than that, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, she's a very skilled goaltender. I watched her play here in Chippewa a few weeks ago. And, yeah, you know, you can tell she's a good goalie.
Yeah.
Moves well.
So that should be a fun one tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 6:40. And back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena for that regional playoff game for the Michaela Hogan's Sabres here tomorrow night. So we'll take a break. Puck drop just a few minutes away to open up the second. It is Eau Claire North 2 and Chi-Hi 1. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com. Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Metropolis Resort, the perfect spring break destination. Endless adventures and fun at Chaos Water Park, relaxing in the lazy river to getting splashed by the dump bucket, or racing around the go-karts and your favorite arcade games in Action City. There's something for everyone. Unwind at our delicious on-site dining, City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co. featuring Caribou Coffee. Book your spring break adventure at metropolisresort.com or call one of our fun experts, 715-760-9240.
Metropolis Resort.
Time winding down in this first intermission. Chi High and Eau Claire North. The Huskies struck first and struck quickly. At 2:01 of the first, it was Garrett Stang scoring at for the Huskies. And then just about a minute and a half after that, in fact, less than a minute and a half, it was Ty Hatz. Pump one in from long distance to make it 2-0, but the Cards got on the board from Brett Carlson, a shorthanded goal at 6:51, and that's where we stand right now, heading to the second period. The team's back on the ice here, and Drew Brobold will rough up the paint on the north end of the barn, and Carter Deuce at the opposite end of this building. Good crowd here. I mean, this got a ribbon of people all around the glass here tonight.
Yeah, you do. It's great to see you. Good energy.
Yeah. Husky fans, as you said, in the camouflage, the camo, and a blackout for Chi High. Big crowd here, student section. Got people all over the building, so it's a lot of fun on a cold night here. 17 up on the board. Lee Darrow ready to drop it at center ice, pointing to the goaltenders and the box up here, and we are ready. It is Garrett Stang against Netter, and this one is going to be pulled back by Stang for his teammate Easton Parker. Parker's going to go rink wide, intended for Anderson, way beyond his reach, and it'll be gathered in by Chi Hyde. Here's Sam Hebert. Hebert walks up to the blue line steadily and then took a shot from Cam Mosler as he came in. Pops back up again. Chi High trying to attack to tie this one up. Comes back to Hebert. Stops it on the backhand. Now hands off for Foyles. And they go rink wide to Jackson LeMay. Pulls it back. LeMay fakes the pass inside for Krista. And that one rims around the board. It's going to come on the left wing side. Cards on the power play for another 22 seconds. This one shot on net. And Deuce had to make the save right there. A scramble for it at the hash marks. Here is Hebert stepping up, trying to find a shooting lane. Hebert's got it right now. Works it off to his right. One-timer. That one hit Krista out in front, looking to redirect. 5 seconds left to go on the power play. It's going to come back to Hebert. He'll go down right wing circle. And a one-timer came off the hat of Deuce on the shot by Jackson LeMay. Then he fanned on it. And this one angled off the boards and slips through center ice for Ty Hatz. Hatz in the right wing corner. Stood up there on the body check by Hebert. And he lost the rock, and this one is cleared by Sam back into the Husky zone. Trying to chase it is Fournette. Matt Fournette couldn't get there in time, and it's going to be pulled off the boards by Eau Claire North. And here come the Dogs right now. It is Anderson, lost the puck, and then gathered it back up again. Angled this one off the boards, and Chi High can't do the breakout. It's going to be Jaden Andrews, who had it for a moment, tried to pick it up and fling it toward the goaltender, Brovold. And it's inside the blue line for Andrews again. Andrews will cycle this one around from left to right. Right wing side is Anderson, tried to center one up. This one slipped through the crowd. And Chi High on the breakout, handed it right back to Lizat. Lizat's got it, fires it left wing corner. And Chi High with the INT right here. And they'll have it out to neutral for Dane Krista. Krista came up to the line, lost the handle on it. Cards trying the forecheck here. Krista's got it. He took a whack from a Husky player. That's going to come back to the point. One-timer there, and Foyles was bodied. He just took a hard hit behind the cage and tumbled, but got right back up again. Foyles injured earlier this season with a bad shoulder, separated his shoulder, and we got bodies flying all over the place, and things starting to get physical here, and a whistle stops play with 14:26 left to go here in the second period.
North goaltender, their helmet broke, I think, on that hard shot from Jackson LeMay.
So we got an equipment check right here for Deuce.
Yeah, those buckles, those break.
Goaltenders, is he using the backups hat right here, or do they carry a second helmet? They're pretty expensive.
Yeah, they're over $1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because you don't want to get, you know, injured in the head. But yeah, those little buttons, they snap off.
So he's got his equipment back in shape here, Carter Deuce. So that was the delay, and they'll drop it right at center ice off that game stoppage right here. It's going to pop in the air and pushed to the side by Hebert. Couldn't quite get the handle on that to pick it up, so he just brushed it to the wall on the near side, and it's loose left wing corner in the Chi High D zone. 14:05 left to go. Second period. Cards trail by 1-2-1 in the regional playoff. Winner moves on to play Stevens Point. The loser packs their equipment away for the season. This one fired left wing corner for Krista. Picks it up behind his own tender, and he weaves his way up the ice through his defensive zone. Krista comes up into the center circle. Angles one off the boards. Picked up by LeMay, and Jackson ties it up. Oh, what a shot.
What a shot.
Wow.
He has got it.
A frozen rope right in on the goaltender, Deuce, by Jackson LeMay.
We're tied at
Krista
two.
Krista with the assist. And LeMay has been on fire late this season.
He has.
What a score for 21 right there. 3:17, time of the goal. And Jackson LeMay has tied it up. His 22nd goal of the season, 24th point of the year. And here's another try. That one by Carlson, who's looking for his second goal. Tried to wrap around, and Deuce backed into his own goaltender, or his own net at the same time.
Great opportunity there.
Dislodged the net. So now we've tied it up, Connie. Let's see if we can get ahead here.
You know, they're putting really good pressure on Chi High. They came out flying in the second period. I like the energy I'm seeing, so.
Me too.
Momentum is definitely crossed over to the Cards.
They got the wake-up call here.
Yeah, they did.
Carlson's got it. In the slot area, now he lost it, goes and retreats it, gets it on the half boards of the far side. And here is Easton Skelton. Now this one comes back to the point. And nearly walking past it was Eli Burmeister. Got a handle on it, then went rake wide, and this one's going to go to Austin Fournette. Austin will back up, rotate back, and fire this one off the boards in the near side, just inside the Husky zone. Now it's going to be pitched back out, and here comes Eau Claire North. Fired into Broebold, and he ate that one up and hangs on with 12:48 left to go, second period. Well, you think Drew has kind of settled down a little bit? He gave up some soft goals early on.
Uncharacteristic of him, but, you know, he's a freshman playing in a first playoff game. This place is way more packed than it's ever been before for him. It's got to be, you know, a little bit of the nerves to start with.
Stage fright maybe here.
Yep.
He settled in, and I think he's going to play well the rest of the way. This one chipped into the corner. Chi-High defensive zone. Tracked down by the Cards, and they work the break of the far side. And here they come. Fired in by Matt Fournette. And that one off the stick of Deuce. And he'll hang out of that, puts a glove on it. With 12 and a half left to go here in the second period. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. WisconsinSurplus.com. Welcome them to our hockey sponsors, WisconsinSurplus.com. Here is Hats. He's got a goal here tonight. Hats came in, tried to gun one toward the goal, deflected off a Chi-High stick, and up and out of play here. 12:21 left to go. Second period. We're all tied up. Huskies with a couple of early goals. Chi-High had a shorty in the first. And then one more here in the second by LeMay. And we're knotted at a deuce. Deuce apiece here. This one just feathered off the boards on the near side. And it's going to come around, and Chi-High works it up the ice. And here is LeMay looking for another goal very quickly. Tried the toe drag right there, and the Huskies didn't bite on that. And they'll filter this one all the way down the ice. Breakout pass for Fournette. He can't handle it here on the forecheck is Eastwald. Eastwald carried it in, couldn't pull the trigger on a shot. And it drifts into the right-wing corner. And a shot on that. That one came off the glove of Sam Hebert and popped into the air and kind of surprised Broebold a little bit. But he got to it, picks it out of the air, and hangs on.
Yeah, a little change-up in speed. You know, it's coming in hard, and then all of a sudden it's going soft.
That's got to be tough for a goaltender. Yeah,
absolutely, especially when it's so, you know, close in front of you.
Face-off inside the zone. Glove side for Broebold. Defensive zone. And this one on the half boards, and Chi-High is going to take it right here. Pardon me, on the breakout. Here is Sam Hebert. Hebert walks it through neutral ice and drops this one in the right wing corner. Trying to chase it down is Andy Johnson. Can't get there in time, and Eau Claire North will carry this one out through center ice. It drifts in behind Broebold. Battle for it in the corner. Hebert is trying to muscle the Husky off the puck right here. And he'll hand off to Krista. Here is Brett trying to hit Andrew Johnson. Johnson lifted the stick of Mosler, and it went through the traffic. Icing's going to be waved off. 11 minutes left to go. Lead pass now for Andrews, and he'll skate across the blue line and set it up. Got to the top of the circle, left wing side, and launched a shot. Easily gloved there by Broebold, and again, gloves come off the players. And a little discussion down in front of the freshman goaltender, the Chi-High into the ice, and we'll see if any penalties are drawn right here. Get a little chippy down there.
Yeah, you know, it's a little after the whistle activity.
Face off in the Chi-High D zone here. 10:53 left to go, second period. And there's a drop. Gunned into the right wing corner. Carlson gets down there. Brett's got it right now. Number 15 carries it up through his own zone. Weaved his way up the ice, lost it, and the Huskies will clear this one out to neutral. And Austin Fournette's got it right there. He'll pump one right wing corner with 10 and a half left to go here in the period. And Eau Claire North has got it right now. This is Woolley. Woolley carries it into the zone, and it's going to come in back of Broebold. Pardon me. And into the right wing corner. Huskies have it. They'll work it to the point. One-timer. That one blocked out in front. And it's going to be taken by Skelton. And he'll fire one the length of the ice with 10:04 left to go. Ice is going to be waved off as the Husky player was spun around left wing corner. Shots 15-12 in favor of Chi High here. And we're tied at two apiece. And here is Burmeister. He'll dump this one off the near wall into the Eau Claire North zone. Dane Krista on the forecheck. And the fans loving Brett Carlson getting into the mix down there. Carlson got a little physical with the Husky defensive player. And it's on the half wall of the Eau Claire North zone. And here come the Huskies. Magnuson comes up to the blue line and fires one in. This one on net. And the save is made by Andrew Brovold. So a 2-2 score right here. 9:25 left to go in the second period. Cards up on shots 15-12 here tonight against the Huskies. And the face-off glove side of Brovold. And Chi High is going to carry it out of the zone. And here they come. Potential 2-on-1. Here is Dane Krista. Lays a pass out, and Fournette found it. And Matt Fournette has made it 3-2 on the redirect in front of the goaltender, Deuce. And Chi High has finally taken the lead.
It's great, perfect play execution on that 2-on-1, making the pass across. All Matt Fournette had to do was redirect it in the back of the net.
Beautiful play right there.
Good heads-up hockey.
Second period goal. Chi High up 3-2. Dane Krista will get the assist. And the time of that goal was 7:54. Matt Fournette with the goal for Chi High. Netter. And his fourth of the season. So number 16, his second point of the night. He's got an assist on the first goal. And Chi High has finally grabbed the lead here after trailing through that first period into the second. Cards rotate back. Eli Burmeister's got it right now. Fires it up looking for Fournette. Can't get the touch pass to him with 8:34 left to go here in this second period. And the Huskies on the break right here with 8:29 left to go. And they're carried into the zone. Here is Mosler. Mosler left wing corner. He is stuffed up against the wall down there. And a big hit behind. That was Mosler coming through. It took a huge hit from Dane Krista and dropped him. And we've got a penalty coming up, I think, on Krista right here.
Yeah, I think Dane's going to get a cross check in.
Boy, the old days, that would have been just fine.
It would have been.
Things have changed in hockey. 8:02 left to go. Delayed call. The goaltender, Deuce, is out of his net. They have the extra attacker out there. And finally, pardon me, touched up by Chi High. And there is the penalty. So the Huskies will have their second power play of the night. What do you think?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for North to get that momentum back where, you know, Chi High has had it ever since that shorthanded goal when they were able to, you know, get that lead down by one. So hopefully the Cards can get another shorthanded goal and keep the momentum on their side.
You bet.
Don't give them a window.
Yep, 7:54 left to go here. Chi High needs a defensive zone red. We got a 2-on-1 coming for Chi High. Here they come. A pass over on the left side. Oh, that one came off the crossbar. Loaded up by Krista. And it rang the bell on the crossbar. Hit some steel. Here comes the Huskies. They reverse it back up the ice and a shot on net.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Did Carlson tee one up right there and just barely miss the goal.
I mean, yeah. That puck went off that crossbar with some massive power behind that.
I'm surprised it didn't dislodge the net
right
from the shot.
It was a beautiful
a sizzler
pass.
From 15.
Yeah, that would have been the dagger for sure to North.
7:35 left to go. Cards with a one-goal lead. The Huskies, the power play right here. Cards scored a shorty earlier tonight. In fact, their first goal was that shorthanded from number 15, from Carlson. Looking to go 2-0 on the shorty here tonight. Barely, almost got it. Huskies set up their power play. They work it cross ice, left wing side for Mosler. Fired one through traffic. Ricocheted out of the corner. They still control. Here is Parker. top of the umbrella, and then work it right wing side into the corner. And finally picked off by Chai Hine. Cleared all the way down with 1:08 left to go in the power play as we go under 7 minutes to play here in the second period. Eau Claire North now up the ice. It is Anderson near wing wall, and he tried to go east to west, and that one intercepted by Chai High. Cards working back. Now they start to set the box up. And Eau Claire North, nice read there by LeMay to disrupt the pass, but Eau Claire North still has it. Here are the Huskies. Side of the circle is Mosler. Now they work it down low. Drop pass from Andrews to Mosler. Centering pass, and that one intercepted by Chai High and backhanded all the way down with 23 seconds to go in the power play. 6:14 on the game clock left here in the second. Chai High with almost the intercept out of neutral. They gather it in their own zone. A little fired off the wall. A little too hard, though, there for Jackson LeMay. Chai High, the back check with the intercept. And here comes Carlson. Got past one player. Carlson into the zone. Feeds it to LeMay. Jackson with a wrist shot. And Deuce came over to the left post and blocked that one. But Chai High has it right now. Here is Carlson. Launches a shot, soft shot right there. Into the corner it goes. And we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. So the Huskies 0-for-2 on the power play. And we're back to 5 players apiece. 5:29 left to go here in the period. And it's loose between the blue lines. Here is Carlson near the end of his shift. He's going to bank this one off the wall and fire it in left wing corner. And it's going to be out of play here with 5:19 left to go. So that'll stop play right here. Contact Chippewa Falls. State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, a car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now at michellemua.com. It's M-O-U-A, michellemua.com. Back to action. The puck pops up high in the neutral zone, and this one's going to skirt toward the goal and glove there by Brovold. 5:08 left to go in this second period. 3-2 lead for Chai High. Two goals here in the second. Cards trail it into the second period. But goals here from LeMay and Fournette. And Chai High adds that Carlson shorty in the first period. And we're up by a goal. Here is Zach Black comes in and fires a shot. Smothered by Deuce with 4:59. Left to go in the period. Well, the crowd finally has something to cheer about, at least the home crowd here.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Shots 18-14 in favor of Chai High. 4:59 left to go in the second period. And here's Sam Hebert. Slides over, takes a shot. Nice shot right on the ice for Sam. Looking for a rebound or a redirect. That one got to the goaltender. Deuce with the save. Sticks that one left wing corner. Chai High with the INT right there. Here is Skelton. Skelton loads one
nice
up.
Pass.
Goes cross ice. Beautiful pass left wing circle. But Chai High couldn't finish. And it's going to be carried out by Hats. Now here is Stang. Stang left wing corner. And here's an intercept. Cards coughed the puck up. And a shot on net. Brovold with the save right there. Chai High can't clear. And it's going to be knocked down at the blue line by Mosler. He'll hand off on the near side for Tillman. His shot knocked down in front. And the Huskies have it right here. One-timer on net by Tillman. Took a feed from the corner.
Oh.
And there's a quick shot on Brovold. And he makes the save. Hit the crossbar. The net make the save. Makes the save right there. 3:53 left to go here in the second. And Mosler has it. Weaves his way in. Backhand centering pass. Brovold with the save. And he'll stick that one right wing corner. And the Cards clear it all the way down. 3:40 left to go. And an icing call right here on Chai High.
Yeah, Drew's having to come up really big in these last, you know, couple goals that North has had. And he's made some great saves. Crossbar made a great save. But that last one, you know, he had to go across the net. Make that good save on that one-timer.
I think the butterflies are off now for him
Yeah.
in this game.
Yeah, he's definitely settled
in. Exited the butterflies. from looking, that first period.
Yeah, looking really good.
Face off to his right. Here in the second period, down to 3:35 left to go in the second period. Chi-High hanging on to a one-goal lead, and it's loose on the half board. It's going to come back to the point. Whitey that's shooting is Kohler. That one didn't make it to the net. Deflects into the left-wing corner. Scrum right there, and Dane Christie's got it. He'll dangle it up the ice and look for a head-manning pass there to Jackson LeMay just beyond his reach, but kind of ticked that one into the right-wing corner with 3:10 left to go here in the period. Chi-High on the attack in the Husky zone, but here comes Andrews. Big Jaden Andrews carries it to the Cards' blue line, just into the line. And this one is going to be dumped. Icing's going to be waved off against Chi-High. And tracking it down is Magnuson. Race back to his own zone. A head-manning pass for Anderson. Tip that one left-wing corner, and Chi-High gets there first. Here is Austin Fournette. Tries to wrap it around the fence here, and it's loose on the half wall in the Chi-High zone. A battle for it. Right-wing corner is Krista. He gets into the fray. And Dane trying to push it out. Can't do it. Huskies on the forecheck. Stang will work it in a little bit deeper. Knott comes back to the point. Whiting is shooting the defenseman. That one got blocked out in front. And Chi-High will clear it into the zone. Wide of the net. Sticked into the corner by Deuce with 2:11 left to go. And Chi-High able to keep the zone. Nice job right there by Zach Black. Into the right wing corner is LeMay. And this one's going to be picked up by Dylan Bast. And finally fired down the ice by the Huskies. It's going to be right on, so no icing here with 1:52 left to go in the period. Cards, a long pass coming out of the zone to Carlson. He'll tip one that one into the right wing corner for Andy Johnson. And this one's going to come back to Hebert at the point. Turns and cups one in. That one goes off the inboards into the left wing corner. Minute and a half left to go, first period. Cards would love to get one here to go up by two. Stepping up is Hebert. He saw an opening. Came in, but got some off-wing help right there by Dylan Bast, who slid back to the defensive spot. And here comes Zach Black. Zach moves in and lays that puck on net, but Deuce makes the save with 1:15 left to go here in the period.
Yeah, Zach Black spent a lot of his time this year on JV, but he's coming out here tonight doing really great things. I think he's had several shots on net, making good plays.
Making his presence felt right here.
Yeah,
here
he is. Foyles.
Skelton parked right in front of the goaltender. Turned and had an opening. Just couldn't get the puck on net. And coming back the other direction is Lizotte. Fired a wrist shot that was sticked up into the netting behind Provold with 1:03 left to go in the period. And we'll have a defensive zone faceoff for the Cards. Shots 19 apiece right now.
I'd say they've been pretty even.
Cards had a little flurry there for a few minutes, but the Huskies have countered. Didn't hurt to have a little power play time, too. This one tipped ahead through neutral ice, and it's going to pop back to Hebert, and he'll wheel back and give it to his defensive line mate, Brett Krista. Fired in, under a minute to go in the period, and the puck settles down inside the Husky defensive zone and fired all the way down by Eau Claire North. 36.7 left to go here in this second period. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Chi-High with a chance off the half boards. Turning and wheeling one in was Dane Krista. 25 seconds left to go. And Krista on the forecheck. Pushed down along the goal line here with 19 seconds left to go on the half wall in the Eau Claire zone and picked off on the centering pass by the Huskies. Lizotte comes in, and this one is Mosler with a chance on a wrist shot. Fired over the net, comes back to the point, held right there with 1 second left to go as time runs out here in the second period. So the Cards have fought their way back into the game after giving up a couple of quick goals in the first period. They have scored three unanswered and they lead it 3-2 after two.
Yeah, looking good for Chet High. You know, each team there in that period had a crossbar opportunity. So, you know, anyone's game still.
Yeah, sure is. And, you know, 2 1-goal wins for Chi High. I figured this one is going to go down to the wire, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, they're very evenly matched teams, and it's really just going to be, you know, who comes out on top.
You know,
like, it's
kind of 17's going to decide it right here, or
right.
Or maybe overtime. We'll see.
Let's hope. That'd be too exciting.
Yeah. I know. All right, 3-2. Chi High leads it after two here tonight. And we'll take a break, and everybody can take a breather here. We'll come back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio, WOGO.com, and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And we'll come back in three. Greg and Connie here, Sam Hebert on our YouTube channel producing, and Zach Whitecheck back in the WOGO studios, our radio producer. Back in three on WOGO.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how much you'll save. Name brand apparel, home goods, Ashley furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Your next shopping adventure awaits.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The Cards have scored three unanswered goals. They lead it 3-2 over Eau Claire North. They trailed 2-1 after one, but two unanswered here in the second. And a 3-2 lead for Chi High here tonight. But that's certainly a narrow margin going into the third period.
It really is. You know, like the second time we played North, they only had 17 shots on net the whole game, and Drew Broval got the shutout. And I think, you know, tonight's difference is North is a little bit more hungry tonight, and they're going at the net. They're attacking the net. They're, you know, getting in Drew's head a little bit. You know, you see the little after the whistle extra love tap.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, Drew's got to keep playing as well as he has. You know, after that first couple minutes, he's really settled in nicely.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's, the job is his now.
Yeah.
And the rest of the way, so, you know, team rallies around him, and I think got the initial part of this game over, and I think he'll be good to go the rest of the way here in the postseason.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's a really calm kid, you know, so it doesn't surprise me that he's settled back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So 3-2 our score. 7:40 on the intermission clock here as they get a new sheet of ice out here. And Chi High, boy, you just hope they can come out flying here in the third period.
Yeah. I mean, if they come out the same way they did the second period, I feel really great about Chi High's chances. You know, they came out really well at the start of the second period. And we're really aggressive and using their speed. I think they're a faster team overall.
I think so, too. I think they got a little more playmaking ability than North does this year.
Yeah, they do.
They've shown it. So.
Yep.
And it'll be pretty much up to Carter Deuce to keep his team in the game here.
As it has been all year for him, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty much the case. So we'll see. The sophomore goaltender's been pretty tough this year for the Huskies. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Proud to support Cards Hockey. And Chi High, if they win here, will go to Stevens Point next week in that sectional semi in Section 1 here to take on the number one team in the state.
That will be a battle and a half.
Yeah, I'll see.
I mean, they have just some real talent over there.
Yeah, we saw them last year.
Yep.
Chi played them in the sectional final over at Hudson last year, beat them, and I think they were just kind of growing into the number one team this year.
Yep. Yeah, they, you know, that 2010 group, birth year group coming in, and they're very strong, you know, and the 2009 group, again, very strong. So, yeah, they're a young team. I think they're going to be good for a number of years.
8 and 9 seeded teams here. Playing, and you look at the BRC in a tough section here that includes a lot of the Valley Conference teams like Spash and Wausau West, and West is sixth in the state. New Richmond, number 5. Then you go from there, Fond du Lac, Nina is number 3. Brookfield, the team that Chi High lost to in the state semis last year, is number 2, and Spash, number 1, this year going into the postseason. So, you know, they've got a little weight, though. Stevens Point does, trying to remain undefeated. When you haven't lost a game all season long, there's, you know, big target on your back.
It really is. You know, they have a lot of pressure on them. They've earned that pressure. But sometimes when you've never lost a game, you forget how bitter it tastes to lose. And you lose that sense of urgency when you get, you know, especially in that postseason. I watched Eau Claire Memorial. This is way back in 07, I think, 08. And they had an undefeated season, got down to state, and lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like they didn't know what to do. They
Everybody's
had no
hunting
idea.
You down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, you know, if I were a coach, I'd say, you know, you don't tell your team to lose, but you wouldn't mind a loss
someplace
in there.
You wouldn't mind it. Yeah, you know, or just that they keep playing with that sense of urgency and that, you know, it's not guaranteed.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
But point to, like you say, have earned the number one spot. So they are the team to beat this year in the division. All right, we'll take another break, come back. We're just about ready for the decisive third period. Chi High is up on the Huskies in this regional playoff game, 3-2. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel, and we'll be back.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted. Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
3-2 lead for Chi High heading to the third period here tonight in this postseason game. It's one and done. You lose and you're through. And this is going to be tight right down to the end. Shots are 19-19. Chi High with a couple of second period goals to lead this one 3-2. Heading into this third period. Other teams from the BRC playing tonight, Memorial and Merrill, that was at Hobbs, and Hudson's playing Marshfield tonight on their home ice, and Rice Lake in action against Spooner Shell Lake, and let's see, I've got that one as Friday, so pardon me on that one. So that's coming up Friday of this week, and I think the other ones are tonight, yep, Tuesday the 18th. So the crowd's starting to fill back in. Chi High fans applauding their team coming out here. What do you got?
Eau Claire Memorial played Wausau East Mirror.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
part
yesterday, 10-1.
Oh, that was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah. So Memorial moving on.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised at that at all.
No.
See some lopsided scores in some of these early games for sure.
Yeah.
Not here, though. Chi High and North.
No, tight game.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty tight right here. And teams are out. Lee Darrow ready to drop the puck here in the third period. Chi High and Eau Claire North. And Brett Carlson waiting patiently for his opponent, which is Garrett Stang. There's the drop. The puck loose right along the red stripe. Going to be taken by the Dogs, and they'll bring it in, and fired right off the back glass behind Brovold by Cam Mosler. This one pops back out to neutral ice, and Chi High gathers it in there, and here comes Brett Carlson. He's had a couple of chances here tonight. Scored a shorty, and then a bullet off the crossbar that nearly was the second goal of the night.
Yeah, that was a heck of a shot.
It sure was.
Great
pass. It's a highlight
pass.
Shot right there, but
yep.
Even though it didn't go in. 16-39, just underway here in the third period. And they'll drop to the left of Carter Deuce. Cards win it. They get it back for Foyles. Just rifled that one wide. Pops out of the corner. And jumping on it was Dane Krista. He'll often jump into the play from his defensive spot. This one comes back on the near wing. And a stay-at-home defenseman right here, Sam Hebert, will throw that one across ice. And here comes Eau Claire North as they bring it out. Nice play right there by Foyles. Stood up the Husky player. Ty Hatt's coming into the zone. And Chi-High gathers it up and starts up the ice. Here comes Krista. Krista got through a couple of players and then got spun around and lost the rock. And behind him, the Cards picked it up, but it's going to be intercepted on the breakout pass, or the pass back to the point by Mosler. Here comes Cam right now. Dragged it from behind himself. Got up to the Cards blue line and lost it. So Eau Claire North had to touch up again. Here is Lazat, turns, fires one in, and that one's stopped by Krista, and he'll work it off to his left. Chi-High brought it out to neutral ice, intercepted by Kohler, who guns one in with 15:27 left to go, third period. Shot still 19 apiece. That's where we left it after two. No shots yet in this period, and it's going to come to the wall on the far side and cleared out. And a big check there by Dane Krista on Anderson. Dropped him. And here comes Fournette. Netter with a shot on that. A hopper right on Deuce. And he fought that one off and clears it off. And here comes Magnuson into the zone. Magnuson spun around on the body check right there with 14:53 left to go. But the Huskies still control. They get it back on the near wing for Gronimus. He'll gun one around the ice, and Chi-High's got it right here, but they give it right back again. And a backhand try on Brobold is angled into the corner by the freshman goaltender. 13:35 left to go here in this game. Chi-High up by one, and it's punched down in the right wing corner for Netter. Netter's got it right now. He'll ride it up the ice and back out to neutral. It's punched right back in by Eau Claire North. Here is LeMay. Tried to spin and juke his way up the ice. Another big check right there. We're seeing the body thrown around quite a bit here tonight. 14:05 left to go as the puck is iced right here. And we'll have the face-off in the Chi-High zone. This is the most physical I've seen these two teams this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said earlier, the game has changed, and they don't do as much body contact, you know, and the checking, you don't see it in the middle of the ice anymore, you know, like you used to.
Yeah, stuff you used to get away with for years. They have tried to protect the players a bit,
yep.
And the rules have changed quite a bit from the old days of hockey. When I started 39 years ago, things were a lot different. In the right wing corner, Chi-High on the attack. They cycle it back down for Dylan Bast. Bast pinned his defensive player against the wall, and it's going to come right back out to neutral ice. There's another big check laid on by Zach Black out there. He's made his presence known here tonight. This is Andy Johnson. Johnson goes rink wide over to Zach Black, turns, guns one in on the backhand. Cards in the midst of a change. Here is Dylan Bast, left wing corner, able to get it out in front of Deuce. And he'll pop the glove over that one with 13:10 left to go, third period. Back and forth hockey, not a whole lot of great chances so far for the teams here in the third.
No, not yet, not this period.
Face off to the right of Carter Deuce.
Here we go.
And we've got Foyles trying to push it ahead for Carlson, who headed for the hole. And that one didn't work, and it's going to come back out to neutral just inside the Chi-High blue stripe. We go D to D. Hebert can't handle that, has to retreat and pick it up, and he'll go cross ice for Krista. And bodies fly. That one popped off Krista and back out to center ice. And every time a Chi-High player puts the body into a North Husky, you can hear the crowd erupt. 12:38 left to go. Along the wall on the far side, a battle for it right there. And coming out of the scrum is Carlson. He'll hand it back for Hebert, who pitches this one ahead for Foyles. Now it was Easton Skelton skating over on the far fence, trying to corral the puck. And Brett Krista will softly lay this one in on net And Carter Deuce will hang on to that with 12:15 left to go, third period. Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, especially these cold winter days. So that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. Cards trying to forecheck the puck deep in the Husky zone, but Eau Claire North is going to carry it out. And here come the Dogs right now into the zone. Is Easton Parker lost the rock. It goes into the corner. He tries to chase it down. 11:51 left to go. And Eau Claire North works it on the wall on the near side. And team's just kind of battling for control right here with 11:42 left to go. And Chai High lead pass for LeMay. He gets past the D, splits the D. LeMay lost the puck, tracks it down behind the net, then tries to go to Austin Fournette at the point. And that pass was misfired. And it broke down right there. It looked like LeMay had a chance on a 1-on-0. This one comes back out to neutral ice. And the Cards, another chance for Fournette, but Deuce comes out, cuts it off. He's going to jump out of his crease and run that one to the corner with 11:10 left to go as the puck goes back out to neutral. And it's going to be jammed back in by Chai High with 11 minutes left to go, third period. And an icing call on Eau Claire North.
Yeah, some opportunities there. The puck got a little farther ahead than Jackson LeMay wanted. And then the second opportunity, Carter Deuce, you know, came out of the net, poke checked it away.
So we'll be in the attacking zone right now for Chai High. This one banked off the boards behind the Husky goaltender at Eau Claire North on the breakout, cut off by the Cards. Zach Black will throw that one right wing corner, and Andy Johnson trying to chase it down. Pushed off the puck as it slides into the right wing corner. And the Dogs have it as they carry it out to neutral ice. They cough it up in the Chai High zone. And wheeling back is Krista. Goes cross ice, and Chai High in the breakout right now. Into the right wing corner. Zach Black trying to get to it first. Magnuson hides the puck in behind his goaltender for the Huskies. And it's going to be peeled off the wall, and Magnuson's got it right now. Pushes it ahead. Nice read right there for Krista to disrupt the breakout pass. And a battle for it. Left wing circle in Eau Claire North is going to come out of the fray with 10 minutes exactly left to go in the third period. Lazat weaves his way up the ice. Pulls the trigger on a shot. Oh, there's a save by Broball. In fact, a couple of them. He gave up a bit of a rebound and then swallowed that one up, too.
Yeah, two really big saves there.
Lazat almost tied him up a little bit as he shot the puck through traffic. Screened a little bit, Broboldt was. Shots are 21 apiece, 9:57 left to go here in the third period. Chai High hanging on to the slimmest of margins, a one-goal lead, 3-2. And it's on the half wall back in the Chai High zone. Cards trying to stretch a player out, but they can't do it. Oh, a redirect right out in front. Magnuson was parked out in front. Broboldt. And, man, what a chance for Eau Claire North to tie it up. But Broboldt with a big save right there. Cards had it for a moment inside, just inside the Husky zone. Now they go rink wide for Gronimus. And he'll just ride it into the left wing corner. And the battle starts right there. Comes around all the way to the point for Easton Parker. His shot was blocked. Comes right back to Parker. And a one-timer fought off there by Broboldt. And it is on the half wall of the Chai High zone. Now the Huskies starting to crank things up. They had a player out in front. That one got a piece of the stick of Gronimus. Popped up in the air. Broboldt gets over on the left post and stops that one as they brought it out. Gronimus was right in front. Broboldt, and a big save by the freshman tender right there for Chai High with 8:51 left to go, third period.
Yeah, it's a really big save, that one-timer. Right there, though, ready for it, reading the play. Good job for Drew Broboldt.
Yeah. He is in the zone right now for sure. After a couple of early soft goals, Eau Claire North with another chance. And that one sticked into the corner just inside the blue line. Huskies really dialing it up right now. Traffic out in front. between the hash marks, and this one slides wide into the left wing corner as the Huskies are on the attack. They shot one from the point. That one angled into the corner by Broebold. The Cards need a clear right here with 8:25 left to go. It's been parked in our zone for a while and finally comes back out to neutralize into the Huskies zone. Chi High will try to catch up to it right there with 8:13 left to go. Now it's in the corner on the near wing, still in the attacking zone for the Cards, but it's going to be taken by the Huskies, and they carry it into the Card zone. Here is LeMay on the back check. Jackson now wheeling and dealing into the zone. Jackson trying to toe drag it through the Husky D. That didn't work as it ricochets into the right wing corner. Cards, though, with a chance, and now it pops back out for Brett Krista, the trailer. Krista sitting at his own blue line. Here is LeMay. LeMay into the zone, trying to put it on his forehand. Fires a shot. That went wide and came hard off the glass in the corner, and it's going to go all the way back to Brett Krista. Krista, hard rink wide pass, and this one's coming back. The Huskies into the zone, and Krista put the lever right there on Stang as he was coming in with 7:20 left to go. Still caught up in the Chi High zone. Now it comes into the zone for Chi High. Here is LeMay again, always looking to score. LeMay backhanded one back to the point. That didn't work, and the Cards retreat to get it just inside their own zone. Here is Krista, lifts one in, left wing corner. Going to wrap around the boards from left to right. And Zach Black on the forecheck can't keep it pinned in, and Eau Claire North will have plenty of room to break out right here. Mosler carries it up through neutral ice. Big Cam Mosler crosses the blue line. Lost it in the corner. Pushed into the wall by Krista. Zach Black comes in to help out as well, but Mosler finds the rock, turns, rifles one in. Just wide of the net with 6.5 left to go in regulation here. A 3-2 lead for Chi High as the puck is loose in the boards. Players really battling here, and it's out of neutral ice. And here comes Andy Johnson. Johnson moves in, covered by the Huskies, and Eau Claire North with Lazada in the back check picks it up and rims it off to his left. And Colin's got it right now. It's Chi High. A long stretch pass for Foyles, and he got there in time. Ison's going to be waved off. Foyles has got it in the corner. Now looks to Carlson. The pass made. Oh, Carlson sliding in between the wheels. Fired one just wide, and it ricochets all the way back down in the Chi High zone with 5:45 left to go here. Out to neutral ice. A lead pass there for Netter. And it's loose. Chai's got to get on sides as Carlson was inside the zone with 5.5 left to go here. And here is Anderson. Anderson turns and jams one into the right wing corner. And speaking of jamming, we got players jammed up against the wall in the Chi High D zone. And here is Foyles. Foyles now dangles, moves it up the ice. Netter on his wing. And Foyles decided to take it himself. And the Huskies, the breakout pass right there. And Ison's going to be waved off with 5 minutes left to go here in regulation. Here is Austin Furnett. Took a shove from an Eau Claire North player, and it comes back to the point. The Huskies starting to ramp up the offense here. Their season ticking down under 5 minutes if they can't score. So they're going to start to pinch a little bit, I think, from the D point. Here's Austin Furnett. Comes up. A lead pass right there. He saw Carlson moving down the ice, tried to hit him with a home run pass, but that one didn't connect, and that's an icing against Chi High.
Chi High has not had a shot on net in several minutes, whereas North has really upped the pressure.
They have.
They've had, I think, 8 shots on net in the last couple minutes here.
They lead in the shots 29-21.
They're going to pull their goalie soon, you know, with 4.5 minutes left. The pressure they've been putting on makes me a little nervous.
Yep. Here is Dane Krista trying to find it. Krista had the pass between his skates. And the Huskies will turn it back the other direction. Chi High, maybe backpedaling a little bit to play a little more defense here. Oh, there's a hit laid by Cam Mosler on Furnett. Dropped him a little bit. Here's Chi High with the intercept. And Jackson LeMay with a shot. And a deuce, and he'll hang out of that with 4:12 left to go third period. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and Chi-High hockey. 4:12 left to go here, third period. Crowd into it. This could go still either way. The Huskies trail by one. Face off in the Chi-High offensive zone. Pass came off the stick of Dylan Based, backhand, and that was taken away by Lazat. Lazat moves in, fires a shot. That deflected up into the net and out of play with 3:58 left to go, third period. High drama here tonight.
Yeah.
Last game at home for the Cards for sure, unless they make the sectional final, which might be moved from Superior down here to Chippewa, is the word I'm hearing.
That makes sense. It's quite a drive.
If Superior is not in it, then they're going to move it for sure.
It's a lot of driving for a lot of teams.
Yeah. Here is Carlson. Carlson trying to split the D. Can't do that. This one winged off to the right wing corner with 3:45 left to go. And Chi-High gathers it in at their own blue line. Just plays catch. Hebert and Krista. Far side for Carlson. Tried to hit Foyles on the pass, but that one didn't connect. And this one's going to go to the wall for Anderson for Eau Claire North. Intercepted by Chi-High, the defense, senior defense, just backpedals and plays catch. And here is Foyles, crosses the line, surrounded by Huskies, lost the puck, and this one floats in behind the goaltender Deuce into the left wing corner. And Foyles has got it right now with 3 minutes exactly left to go. The Cards trying to pin the puck deep in the Husky zone, keep it at the north end of the building, and we're going to have a stoppage of play right here. We got head contact here, and if this is against the Huskies, they are in trouble.
It is against the Huskies, and this is a very good opportunity for Chi-High to play smart hockey here on the 5-on-4, control the puck. Don't give North any opportunities here so you can end the game. You got 3 minutes here left, or 2 minutes and 54 seconds. So you got 2 minutes of the 5-on-4 advantage. Use it. Use it.
Woley will take a seat for two. Now, how aggressive would you be here, Connie, for Chi-High? Would you just play keep away here or what?
Yeah, you know, if the opportunity arises, obviously you're going to want to try to score, but we got another whistle here. You definitely want to play smart, you know, not take chances that you don't need to take.
2:53 on the game clock. Keep it at this end of the building, and they can't pull their goaltender. Chi-High with the man advantage. Huskies trying to dig at it. They know their time is running out. And a battle for it in the corner on the near side. And can the Cards keep it in? They do. Nice play right there by Fournette. Matt Fournette turns, fires one rink wide. And here is Mosler for Eau Claire North. He can't bring it out. A traffic out in front. Cut that one off. Nice back pedal there by Foyles to keep it pinned inside the zone. We're down to 2:19 left to go on the game clock. Back to Hebert. Turns, patiently waits, fires a shot. That was picked off and cleared back in the Chi-High zone. And I would think Deuce will stay out there for much of this power play here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then get pulled if he can.
They really kind of, North, kind of dug themselves a deeper grave there to get out of.
1:03 left to go in the man advantage for Chi-High. The game clock reads 1:52. And here is Jackson LeMay. Pitches it ahead for Krista. He got roughed up from behind by Anderson. Lost the puck, and it's loose inside the Huskies' zone. And Chi-High's got it. Huskies cough it up. This one's going to come back to Hebert, and he's smart enough to know. Just rag some time off the clock. 1:29 left to go in the game clock. They've got the man advantage for another half a minute. Here is Krista. Walks up to the center ice red line. Tries to go cross ice for LeMay, and he does, and that one just got the toe of the skate of Deuce to prevent the game-sealing goal there. We go to 1:05 left to go on the clock. Still about 10 seconds to go on the penalty for Eau Claire North, and it's back in the Huskies' zone. Here's a centering pass. This one's going to tip into the left-wing corner, and that'll do it. And the Husky get the extra player out there, and they need the puck back in the Chi-High zone to pull deuce. 45 seconds left to go as the puck is on the shelf and still inside the Eau Claire North zone. 39 seconds left to go. They get it out to neutral, and Deuce is going to be waved in. Here he comes, and they pull their goaltender empty net at the north end of the building. Foyles carried it back out to neutral ice. Huskies trying to get organized with that extra attacker out there. They brought it in offsides with 23.6 seconds left to go on the game clock. And so we'll have the faceoff outside the Chippewa Falls
timeout north
defensive zone, and they'll take the TO right here.
That makes sense.
So we'll take it with them back in a minute. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo and YouTube TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Back to action here. Down to the final few seconds. Huskies have it. There's a shot on net as they crash the net right here. With 11.9 seconds left to go, they trail by a goal. And we're going to have a face-off.
I think the ref might have called a penalty shot, but I wasn't quite sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Because our Chahai player laid on the... Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, our Chahai player laid on the puck in the crease.
Oh, man.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I was like, well...
I'm not sure who fell on the puck, but...
I think they said number four, but...
Brett Christen? All right, here we go. It's going to be... Cam Mosler with the penalty shot here. The game clock says 11.9, and now the crowd is really fired up.
I am so nervous for our goaltender.
Robold, think how he must be feeling.
Oh, that poor child. I mean, my gosh.
The freshman Drew Robold against the junior Cam Mosler. Mosler's going to pick it up and neutralize, and here he comes. He weaves off to his right. Stops in front of Bravo, headed off the pipe. Oh, Bravo! Made the save. He got some help from his friend. The post on the glove side. And we still have a drop of the puck, but oh my goodness, you talk about drama. A penalty shot.
Wow.
And
good job, though.
A big
though,
sigh
Drew.
Of relief from Drew Brovold.
Drew just handled that very well. There's
wow.
definitely a lot of tension going on right now. These refs are going to have their work cut out for them.
Well, they made the right call if we covered the puck. You can't do that.
Oh, we got something going
10.9
on.
10.9 seconds left to go, and a little discussion here by the referees, I think, on the game clock or whatever.
Well, I'm not sure the penalty goes.
Chai High is without, you know, we are undermanned right here because of the penalty. They want to add one more second here to the clock, so it's going to be 11.9. Huskies have an empty net. And Chai High with the penalty. Or do we have the penalty? Maybe that's wiped out by the penalty shot.
Yeah, there wasn't a penalty. Yeah, that's... Yeah, it doesn't go up there on the clock for a penalty shot.
So it's 6-on-5 with the extra attacker. There's the drop, right wing corner. Cards push it into the elbow down there, and a scramble for it. Huskies all over it with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. It's going to come out, and Chai High will advance
in
the postseason. And we've got guys mixing it up. Carlson's in there with the Huskies, several other Eau Claire North players, and a bunch of Chi High players. Krista trying to get into it. And it is Lazat down there for Eau Claire North. Andy Johnson put a glove on him.
Yeah.
The players gathered around. The referees trying to separate the two teams. It's been kind of building this way.
It really has been building, and it really built after that penalty shot.
And now the refs push the players away, and Eau Claire North will finally go to their bench, and the handshake should be interesting here.
I don't know that they're going to do that.
Just go to your locker rooms, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. Just go to your locker rooms, or are they going to line up for a handshake? Well, we may still have...
Nope, the refs are telling them just to go.
Yep. Lee Darrell just saying, go to your locker rooms. That makes sense. That makes sense. Don't ask for trouble here on the handshake. And so North will go to their locker room. Chi High will go to theirs. The coaches are going to do some handshakes here. And that will be it.
Yeah. Oof.
Well,
yeah,
you could, another one-goal win for Chi High.
In an exciting fashion.
Oh,
again.
Wow.
Yeah. Does not stop.
Well, the home crowd treated to a victory here in the regional. Chi High is going to advance, and now they get the privilege of playing the number one team in the state, Stevens Point, next week.
Yeah,
at KB Willett.
They definitely get the privilege, and I don't know. I mean, that's...
Well, that's what you... Hey,
yeah.
You have a chance anytime
you have a
you're playing.
You know, and you never know what will happen. You just don't know.
All right, so lots of interesting stuff going on here at the end of the game. And now the Cards will go make
the walk.
Victory walk through the crowd here. Has been the custom for the last few years, and
it's a fun tradition, you know. And they have a really good student section tonight. They absolutely should do that.
Get the pats on the back from the fans here, the Blackout fans, and they played their last game on home ice this year.
You know, good for them. And they kept the toolbox, you know, and they get to keep winning.
So Chi High goes to 9-15-1, and the Huskies will fall to 6-18-1 on the season. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. We'll sort things out and have our post-Glassamere post-game report coming up. Post-Glassamere in Chippewa Falls, quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com, and we'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well coming up on our Post Glass Mirror post game show. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cards win this one and advance in the postseason 3-2 over Eau Claire North. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how much you'll save. Name brand apparel, home goods, Ashley furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Your next shopping adventure awaits.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Metropolis Resort is the perfect getaway for winter play. Action City is your home for target practice, bouncing your cares away, practicing your ninja warrior moves, and channeling your favorite race car driver and all your favorite arcade games. The fun continues at Chaos Water Park. Seek thrills, be lazy, or be active. And the aquatic playground, perfect for the little ones. And on-site dining like City Eats, City Pizza Co., and City Coffee Co., featuring Caribou Coffee. Family fun is what it's all about. Metropolis Resort.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Our post-class and mirror post-game show on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the Cards celebrating a win over Eau Claire North. They sweep the season series this time 3-2, another one-goal win for Chi-High. For commercial, residential glass, and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, Post-Glass and Mirror. .com. Connie Feedy's downstairs at ice level with the winning head coach, Matt Luckowitz. Connie, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. First playoff game, you said you weren't nervous beforehand. How does it feel getting your first win at home?
Well, I'll tell you what, I wasn't nervous before, and I was telling you the truth, but about 5 minutes into that game, I got a little nervous, I'll be honest. But, to pull out a win like that, another one-goal win, you just kind of hope at some point, you know, can we just pull away here? Nope, we can't. And then they put two in us. I didn't think were very strong goals, but they got the puck to the net. They got it at awkward times, and they just happened to find the back of the net. They put us on our heels right away, so we had a hole to dig out of. But the boys bounced back, got things together, held our composure, got back to basics and the things that we do well. Maybe a little bit of nerves tonight. You know, you saw a little bit of that too. So we just kind of had to weather the storm. But North came ready to play. They came ready to play, put us on our heels, did exactly what they needed to do, played very good, tough, disciplined hockey tonight, and gave us a really good hockey game.
Yeah, absolutely. Right away, you guys were down 2-0. Your freshman goaltender might have had some nerves, but at the end of the game, you have a penalty shot, comes up huge and doesn't, you know, lose his poise during that opportunity. How were you feeling at that point?
Yeah, so I put it delicately there. Those first two goals definitely were on him, and I think if you talk to him, he'd be like, yeah, he's just they were awkward, and one was must have been deflected, I'm pretty sure. One came from the corner at an inopportune time. And so for goalies, and I said to him, you know, Drew, playing goalie's tough. You've got to play 51 minutes, and you don't get to have a bad shift. Some of these guys come off, we chew their butt a little bit, and they get to think about it, sit, get a little bit of rest, get a little bit of peace of mind, and get back out there. Drew doesn't get that. So, and as a freshman playing this game, it's not easy. You're playing guys that are 3-4 years older than you. You don't have the maturity that you're going to have down the road. So for him to show the poise that he's showed, to him to do the job that he's done, he's doing a heck of a job for us back there.
Absolutely. And your present for winning this game is you get to go play Stevens Point in Point. Feeling about that? What's your strategy?
Oh, wonderful. I feel amazing. You know, bring it on. You know, the undisputed, undefeated Spash Panthers that beat us 8-0 earlier in the year. I think we only had 3 shots on net. We had a little bit of a meltdown that night, too, so that didn't help. But we're going to hopefully play a little bit better game tomorrow. It's not easy going off of no practice, I'll tell you that. But we're just going to have to get on the bus and go tomorrow, and we'll have to chat on the way.
Yeah, whole new team, whole different game. So good luck. I hope you guys come away with the underdog defeat.
Awesome. Thank you, and thank you guys all for all your support and all you guys do for us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Connie, thank you. Matt Luckowitz, their winning coach. Chi High will take on Stevens Point down to KB Willett next Thursday. This Thursday, yeah, it is already tomorrow. Yeah, when he was saying, because there should have been a day in between, but because of school canceled yesterday, they're actually playing tomorrow down at Stevens Point. So it's a quick turnaround for them against the Panthers tomorrow. You just want a chance to play, and Matt's going to get that for sure. Post-Glass Amir post-game show. They're hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll take another break. Come back for more of our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show on WOGO and YouTube TV. We'll be back.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High advances in the postseason 3-2 win over Eau Claire North here tonight. It's time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And Connie, the North Huskies came out here right away and buried a couple of pucks, some shots that goals that I think our goaltender Andy
would want back. Yeah.
They scored a 2:01 of the first from Garrett Stang, and then at 3:28 of the first, about a minute and a half later, it was Ty Hatz, and 2-0 right away, Eau Claire North. You thought, man, this might get away from us here, but Chi High with a shorty at 6:51 of the first, a great goal by Brett Carlson, and the assist going to Matt Frenette, and that made a 2-1 going into the second period. Then it was all Chi High after that. In the second, they scored a couple of goals. The first one at 3:17 from Jackson LeMay. He has been on fire. Jackson with his 22nd goal of the season. An assist going to Brett Krista at 3:17. And then the decisive goal in the third period, 7:54 of that third period. It was Matt Frenette. An assist from Dane Krista, and it sounded like this. Come, potential 2-on-1. Here is Dane Krista. Lays a pass down, and Frenette found it. And Matt Frenette has made it 3-2 on the redirect in front of the goaltender, Deuce. And Chi High has finally taken the lead.
It's great, perfect play execution on that 2-on-1, making the pass across. All Matt Frenette had to do was redirect it in the back of the net.
Yeah, Matt did that, and that was the goal that sealed the deal here. The game winner at 7:54. Chi High 0-for-3 on the power play, but they did get a shorthander, a big one from from Brett Carlson. And Chi High wins this one by a count of 3-2. That's our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and we'll conclude our broadcast here tonight and set things up for tomorrow night's CFM game when we come back. One final break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV. We'll be back.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-Hi hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how much you'll save. Name brand apparel, home goods, Ashley furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Your next shopping adventure awaits.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the Midsize SUV and the Mid-Century Modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We'll be right back. Chi-High moves on in the postseason, beating Eau Claire North by a 3-2 count. And now they get on the bus tomorrow and head to Stevens Point. Not much of a chance to rest up and recollect things here for Chi-High.
Right. You want that practice between these two teams. You know, it's such a different game playing North that's not quite as fast as you. Right. Going to play Stevens Point that has a lot more skill.
Tempo's going to pick up a lot.
And the speed is just a little higher.
Oh, well, just give yourself a chance, and that's what Chi-High did.
They did.
The job they had to do, and they move on, and the Cards are 9-15-1 on the season. Now, we'll maybe not have another home game for the Cards. We'll see. We will have a home game, though, tomorrow night for CFM. Michaela Hogan Sabres will host BRF, Black River Falls, here, and that'll be a playoff game, and we'll have it for you 6:40. Unfortunately, Connie won't be with me.
No, I
got another appointment tomorrow night. Your daughter's playing hockey. I get that up at Rice Lake, so that's most important. We're glad you're going to do that. But Tony Menard will be with me, the longtime head coach of the Sabres. And I tell you what, if this is our last broadcast, it has been a blast.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
I've really enjoyed
it. You've
done a great job.
And, it's been a lot of fun.
Good working with you this year. We'll see how it all plays out with the teams, as they still have life here, and the girls play tomorrow night, and looking forward to that. So 6:40, our pregame show tomorrow night here on WOGO. Want to thank Connie Feedy up here and Sam Aberle to my right, manning the television stuff here with YouTube, and Zach Wycheck doing a terrific job back at the Vogo Studios, our radio producer. Final score again in this regional game, Chi-High beats Eau Claire North, third time this season, by a 3-2 score. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cards Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.